This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 28th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials raided Guangzhou's Bible Reform Church yet again recently, accusing the Christians of, quote, spreading evil religion, end quote. The authorities arrested 3 church members, but the church's pastor, Huan Xianing, said no matter what the government does, quote, our worship will never cease, end quote. In the city of Shenzhen, 4 Chinese Christians are in detention after being arrested for selling audio Bible players. And in the province of Anhui, Chinese authorities removed over 900 crosses from Protestant church buildings during the first half of this year. Meanwhile, the regions of central and southwestern China have experienced heavy rainfall and devastating floods this summer, forcing tens of thousands of people from their home and killing hundreds. Flooding now threatens China's Three Gorges Dam as water levels reach record highs at the world's largest hydroelectric dam. And here at home, Chinese human rights activist Chen Guangcheng addressed the Republican National Convention on Wednesday, praising President Trump for standing up to the Chinese Communist Party. Guangcheng escaped to the U.S. after suffering imprisonment and torture in China for exposing the injustices of the country's one-child policy and forced abortions.
I'm forever grateful to the American people for welcoming me and my family to the United States, where we are now free. The CCP is an enemy of humanity. It is terrorizing its own people, and it is threatening the well-being of the world.
Wednesday is day 3 of the Republican National Convention, featured speakers like South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, Second Lady Karen Pence, and Vice President Mike Pence. Pence gave his nomination acceptance speech at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland, highlighting the pro-life, religious liberty, economic, and military accomplishments of the Trump administration while criticizing the radical left.
The radical left believes that the federal government must be involved in every aspect of our lives to correct those American wrongs. They believe the federal government needs to dictate how Americans live, how we should work, how we should raise our children, and in the process deprive our people of freedom, prosperity, and security. Their agenda is based on government control. Our agenda is based on freedom.
Vice President Pence ended his speech asking Americans to set their eyes on Jesus, referencing Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, which says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." This week, a California judge denied Los Angeles County officials a restraining order against Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church for holding in-person services in violation of state coronavirus restrictions. It's the 4th time the courts have ruled against the county. During an interview, MacArthur said President Trump commended him over the phone earlier this month.
He called me after the Sunday morning service, and he was very gracious and said, "I just want to thank you for taking a stand. Church is essential. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing."
Romans 13, verse 3 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." In his phone call with President Donald Trump, Pastor John MacArthur also emphasized that any Christian worth his or her salt would never vote for the pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-transgender Democrats.
We talked a little bit about why, from certainly a biblical standpoint, Christians could not vote Democratic, because there's no way that a Christian can affirm the slaughter of babies, homosexual activity, homosexual marriage, or any kind of gross immorality, no way we could stand behind a candidate who was affirming transgender behavior, which, of course, is really the reprobate mind of Romans 1. I said, these things aren't even political for us, sir. I said, these things are biblical. These things are laid down by the Word of God. And we love God. We desire to honor Him. And upholding righteousness in a society is what a church is supposed to do. So I said, any real, true believer is going to be on your side in this election.
Meanwhile, 650 wildfires across California have burned over 1.25 million acres of land, killed 7 people, and destroyed 1,400 buildings. And on the Gulf Coast, Category 4 Hurricane Laura struck Louisiana yesterday, bringing destruction for hundreds of miles, killing at least 4 people, and knocking out power to over 875,000 people. And finally, a Pew Research study found a third of U.S. adults joined online church services during the coronavirus pandemic. Over half of respondents said they plan on resuming attending church in person, at least as often or more often than they did before the pandemic. However, Barna Group President David Kinnaman told NPR that as many as 1 in 5 churches may close permanently, as many churches report a decline in giving during the pandemic. Acts 2, verse 42 reminds us of the example of the early church during difficult times, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, August 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.